Listen to this. I don't want to pass over you. Here we go. All right, let's read something. Let's do a little reading. And I'll be quick about it. Yeah, let me do it. Just a little reading. If y'all can put it up, I read the first verse, John 1:1. I need to read verses 3, 4, and 5. Do we have the modern English version? Do we have that? Could y'all give me that? If you can't, we'll do it in the King James. Hallelujah. I just got it on my pad in the modern English. What? Got it. Don't have it. All right, let's do the King James. Put that up for me real quick. In the beginning was the Word was what? With God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, there was not anything made, right? Verse 4, in him was what? Life. And the life was what? Light of men. Huh? And the light did what? Shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Now darkness, light, darkness cannot participate with light. I'm going to say that again. I want to show you how powerful you are and what you have at your disposal. Light, darkness cannot participate with light. Every time you turn the light on, darkness flees instantly. Brighter the light, less the darkness you see. Hello? So, the first thing God did, when he brought forth this new kind of man, this new species, he put himself in you. He made you out of the same stuff he is. Being born again, not off a corruptible seed. This is 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of a what? Corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible, which is what? The Word of God. Amen. And so this life is in the seed of the Word. Hallelujah. And you are born again, and the seed of the Word grows, the life of God inside of you. If you want to expand, if you want to grow, you want to become strong, if you want to become more like God, feed on the Word. Hallelujah. And when you take the Word in, mix faith with it. What you mean, mix faith with it? Speak out of your mouth what the Word says about you or to you. Hallelujah. And then when your situation or something that you need in life, don't go around talking about what you don't have. Just call it forth. I got all I need. I walk in health. Body, as long as I'm in you, you're going to work right. As long as I'm in this earth and God has assigned me, have given me assignment in life, I have all the money I need. Don't people talk like this. If they lay you off, they'll go around telling about, I don't have no job. I don't have no job. Will y'all pray with me? Y'all believe with me? I don't have no job. You talking wrong, baby. Just tell them. I want you to agree with me. I'm just in between job because I'm going to get me another one. I'm just in between. In other words, I'm leaving this one headed for the other one. And when I get to the other one, it's going to be better than what I left. You take that Word and build your life, build your family, build your life so you can live in this earth and be a living example. And people won't mix you up with the world. The world talked like this and too many saints have picked it up. But this word is so powerful, when you get it, understand me now, it will not work just you remembering this scripture. You got to get it in your heart. It comes by, like Joshua said, this book of the law, this word of God shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it, how long? Day and night, that thou mayest do what? Observe to do according to all that are written therein. Then thou shalt do what? Make thy way prosper, and then you will have good success. But most people pick up the world's way of thinking and they brought it into the church, and you should not even be following after the world. You shouldn't allow them to have influence over you. You should have influence over them. Hallelujah. And we pick up things. I don't know how they talk today. You know, where you said take me a little while, and we said stuff like that. You see a person now. You haven't seen them in a while. They said, we haven't seen you in a minute. They know it's been longer than a minute. That's the way we talk now. I haven't seen you in a minute. Amen. And we pick up the world way of talking, and the devil had given us another kind of another way of speaking, and it bringing curses and disasters on us, and we haven't even picked it up yet, some of us. We talk about it every day. We talk this way just about every day, just in everyday conversation. I'm just dying to go. That just tickled me to death. You know, that old flu going around, I'll be first to get it. They laying off. I'll be the first one they lay off. Ain't no faith in that. You know, child, somebody gave me a new car. Ooh, I got lucky. Ooh, I'm so lucky. That's what people talk. And none of that is in faith. Lucky came from the devil. Came from that curse realm. We don't deal in luck. We deal in blessing. You either bless or you curse. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. And when you start building this, framing this kind of house, a world for you to live in, one day it's going to materialize. Here it comes. And then it come crashing in on you, and you say, oh, pray for me. You should change that way. And you want somebody to pray it off in just a few minutes, a few seconds, a few minutes. And you've been spending 20, 30, 40 years doing it. And if we do pray it off, you'll talk it right back on yourself. Because you won't change what you've been doing. You got to learn that how to live this faith life. How to walk this faith walk. You got to realize that from God, when we speak his word about ourselves and what he said and about the ministry or whatever he called you to do, that his words are filled with his faith. And he said this about himself: my word that go forth out of my mouth will never return to me void. Didn't he say it? It will do what? It will accomplish everything I sent it out to do. It will prosper in the thing that I sent it to do. Hallelujah.